This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today, proclaiming the Word of God, Hosea chapter 14. Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, take away our guilt, accept that which is good, and we offer the fruit of our lips. I tell you, return to the Lord. I remember the song in Italy, Italian, Ritorna a me, return to me, return to me, return to me. It's time to forsake the darkness and to embrace the light of Jesus. Now, that's why you snapped on the radio today. It's time to forsake the darkness and snap on the light of the Lord Jesus by giving him our lives even now as they are, not as we want them to be. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will, and I come as I am. I come with the light in me and with the darkness that wants to kill me. No, your light overcomes the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome the light. So today, we're looking at Hosea 14. Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity. Take words with you and return to the Lord and say to him, take away our guilt, accept that which is good, the fruit of our lips. I tell you, he took our sins on the cross. He bore our sins and carried our infirmities on the cross. Today is Friday. We always think of Good Friday on each Friday, that Jesus said, when I am lifted up upon the cross, I will raise all men unto myself. That's you, and that's me. Maybe you stumbled. Maybe you've fallen. Maybe you were in darkness. Well, today, the light wants to shine on you, the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. No one is God's impossible case. No one, no one, no one. Anthony, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Amen. You see, the light doesn't battle with darkness. The light comes to overshadow the darkness. When I go and I preach in front of the Satanic Temple or on the witch house, whatever it may be, I don't go to battle darkness. I go to shine the light of Christ upon everywhere I go, and we operate from a place of victory. We are seated in the heavenly realms with Christ Jesus, and from there we live from a place of victory. From there we call down the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. See, Jesus came to establish the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus said, greater things that you will do than I did because I go to the Father. Jesus came to establish the new man. To be a Christian is to be a little Christ. And all the power, all the grace, all the love, all the miracles that Jesus walked in, he has given to you. What the Father has through Jesus has been transferred to you. But do you know who you are in Christ? Before I came on the radio, the Lord said the word of today is radical obedience. Well, two words. The life of a Christian is to live in radical obedience to the inspirations of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. Maybe you have just come to the Lord and you haven't been able to discern his voice clearly, because we hear three voices: our voice, the devil's voice, and God's voice. We start by obeying the word of God, We start by obeying the teachings of the church. And as we develop and we soak in the Lord's presence, we become keenly aware about what the Lord is calling us to do, what the Holy Spirit is inspiring us to do. And when we have an inspiration by the Holy Spirit, we live in radical obedience and we do what the Lord is calling us to do, moment by moment, second by second. For the future is not real. The past is already gone. Time is not real. All that is real is the eternal now. God dwells in the eternal now, and it is a moment of now, now, now. In 2 weeks, it will be the now. Jesus said, do not worry about tomorrow, for today has enough problems and evils of its own. All you need to do is worry about what is the Lord calling me to do here and now in moving with the Holy Spirit. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. And maybe you don't hear the voice of God. I don't always hear the voice of God, but I know the Lord wants me to wake up, get in His Word, tell Jesus I love Him, begin to pray, begin to move in the Spirit. You see, Jesus, He has many ministers. He has many evangelists, but does He have many friends? Jesus wants a ministry of friendship with you, that when you wake up, your first thought and your first attention is directly to Jesus. Good morning, Jesus. Thank you for breath today. Thank you for this life. For God created the world for man, but God created you for the love of Himself. And Jesus wants you to be intimately attentive and intimately aware of Him all day. You see, I'm going to be working all day. The Lord's going to go through me to evangelize and preach the gospel. But the first ministry of a priest, because in the spiritual realm, we are all priests, prophets, and kings, is to minister directly to the Lord. So I want to be aware of Jesus all day and tell Jesus I love Him and I'm grateful for Him at least every 5 minutes. I don't want to go 5 minutes today without acknowledging the Lord Jesus Christ and telling Him how much I love Him.
Christ became obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted Him and gave Him the name above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth will bow, and every tongue confess to the glory of God, Jesus Christ is Lord. I tell you, the Lordship of Jesus is what we preach today. I am under the Lordship of Jesus by the grace of God. I do not want my ways. They are very boring. They are very, very boring. I want the ways of the Lord. I want the kingdom of God. I want to be led by the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit always leads us to the Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you, the problem with Christians today is they have forsaken the experience of telling people about the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we don't want to turn them off. I tell you, we've not ever turned them on. It's time to proclaim the Lord Jesus to people. Oh, yes, in wonderful ways, in simple ways, but ways that exalt the person of the Lord Jesus. I tell you, you can be with people today, and they say, well, we have a problem. Our problem is we don't have enough money to pay our rent. What are you going to do about that? Why don't we just go to the Lord and ask Him for help? Go to the Lord and ask Him for help. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, provide so that we can pay our rent. Provide in the holy name of Jesus Christ. No matter how you do it, I accept your provision. And I tell you, if it means that I personally have to give that person money in order to restore his rent, I'll do it in the name of Jesus. My money is not my own. My money belongs to Jesus because I belong to Jesus? Who do you belong to? One just snapped on the radio. Who do you belong to? I belong to Jesus. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation, to the Jew first and then to the Greek. I tell you, I'm so delighted to be on the radio with Anthony. Why? Because the gospel is to the Jew first and also to the Greek, that there might be, and probably there are, Jewish people who are listening to this gospel story that Christ became obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and gave him the name above every other name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth shall bow down and proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. We are under the lordship of Jesus, not the lordship of the world, not even the lordship of my past. I am under, by God's grace, the lordship of Jesus. You are under the lordship of Jesus. And as we are under the lordship of Jesus, everything works out one thing at a time. One thing at a time.
We need to start thinking kingdom. See, Jesus came to bring the kingdom of God on earth and as it is in heaven. So in a kingdom, everything belongs to the king. So all finances, all resource belongs to the king, Jesus. See, in heaven, there is no lack. If you need kingdom resources, God, he feeds the birds, but he doesn't put worms in their mouths. So when we pray to God to open a door, he will give us an open door. When I told the Lord I need money, he didn't just put money in my account. He gave me an opportunity to go work a job. And maybe it's not the job I want at that moment, but then the Lord knows he's going to give you a promotion. The Lord knows if we are obedient with little, he can be obedient with a lot. If he can trust us with little, he can trust us with lot. See, I've come to this realization because we grew up in a democracy, but we don't understand kingdom. Jesus came to establish the kingdom. In the kingdom, the king owns everything. So therefore, I own nothing. You see, I think I own things because I have a car, but you know what? I'm just stewarding this car today. Today it will be my car. In 10 years, someone else will be stewarding it. If I have a house, God has given me this house to steward now. In 20 years, God will give that house to someone else to steward. So the Lord wants to see, can we be good stewards with what he has given to us? Because in the kingdom, stewardship is like the highest honor from God. Father Tom tells the story when he went on the radio, the Lord gave him 3 months worth of money. And the Lord said, I'm going to give you 3 months and see how you steward this money. And if Father didn't live by kingdom principles and donate and ties back into the kingdom, Father might have been on for 3 months and the Lord said, that's it, you know. But because Father tithed his money and gave to the kingdom and was radically obedient, the Lord has multiplied and multiplied this ministry. And 41 years later, Father is in all across America. He's getting to speak to you, and it is continuing to grow. See, whatever we steward well, the Lord will multiply. It's how the kingdom works. So if you're living in lack in any area, instead of praying for more, you want to ask the Lord, am I stewarding what you have given to me well? Because when we are a good steward, then everything explodes. Everything multiplies. The Lord says, do not despise small beginnings, my child. For where I start you, I will only multiply you. In the world, money compounds. In the kingdom, everything compounds. The Lord wants to give you the kingdom of God. But the thing is, if God cannot get something through you, He cannot give you more. If God gives me his power and his anointing, but I cannot release it to other people, and God can't get that Holy Spirit through me, I cannot receive more. If the Lord gives me money, but I cannot get that, he can't get that money through me, and I can't release it back into the kingdom, then the Lord can't trust me with more. The Lord has given me everything. I own nothing. I just want to be a resource center for the kingdom of God. The Bible says, what does a man have that God has not given to him? The God who has given me everything, I don't want to be the person who the Lord needs to argue with for 2 hours at the service to give him back $50.
Everything that I have has been given to me by the Lord Jesus himself. This radio broadcast is the Lord Jesus' gift to me and to Anthony so that we would proclaim God's word to you. Oh, yes, that's what it's all about. You see, I want to have places where I can proclaim the Lord Jesus, not me, but the Lord Jesus Christ, especially to Catholics, not only to Catholics, but especially to Catholics, because many Catholics do not know the provision that God has given them in the power of the Holy Spirit. Many Catholics do not know the power of the Lordship of Jesus. Many Catholics do not know the power of the Eucharist. Oh, yes, we who receive his body and blood each day, there is great power in that holy and awesome sacrifice. I love Jesus. That's why we're on the radio, to proclaim our love for Jesus in the church that he established. Oh, yes, our church has not always been right on the mark. I know that, and me too. I have not always been right on the mark. But the Lord accepts our merciful hearts that repent and turn to him today. That's what this is all about. Repent and turn to Jesus today. He's got things for you. He's got plans for you. He wants to do something wonderful in you. Return to Jesus today so that you can proclaim the mighty power of Christ Jesus, the victory of the world, the victory of the church.
So are we living on earth as it is in heaven? For Catholics, it's about understanding the kingdom principles, that the kingdom of God is here, the kingdom of God is now, and when we live by the principles of the kingdom of God, we will get God results. Give, and it will be given back to you. Pressed down, shaken together, running out of the folds of your garment. For those who sow sparingly, we reap sparingly. For those who sow mightily, they reap mightily. The greatest thing Father Tom ever did was teach me how to give and teach me how to live by the kingdom finances, because I will be accountable for what I do with my money, and it is a representation of my faith. Giving is never about money. It is about faith, and it is about obedience. The Lord wants us to be people who live in radical obedience. The Lord, when I ignored the Lord one time because the Lord set up someone, he's been having me share this, at a gas station. The Lord set it all up for me to go witness to him and for him to give his life to the Lord Jesus. But I wasn't feeling it. So I ignored the Lord, and the Lord spoke to me in my thoughts. What good is it, Anthony, if you can hear my voice, if you will not be obedient? And I had to repent at that moment. And I said, Lord, I'm not a child. I don't live by my feelings. I live by the word of God. I live by the truth of God. Little children live by their emotions. I am no longer a little children. I have grown up in the kingdom. I'm going to do what you call me to do, no matter how I feel about it. And when I walked over to that man, the Lord has been working on him probably for years. And he gave me a word, and in that gas station at midnight, the man gave his life to the Lord Jesus. He was filled by the Holy Spirit, and it was a 5-minute encounter. And It's up to God what he does with that man next. But you see, if the Lord cannot get something through you, he cannot give you more. But we want to be an empty vessel that the Holy Spirit can begin to blow things through us. I'm going to tell you guys one more time. We live in a kingdom, not a democracy. The kingdom of God is on earth as it is in heaven. If it's not happening in heaven, we do not allow it to happen in our life. We reject it on earth. So in the kingdom, Jesus is the king. And Jesus, the king, he owns everything. In heaven, there is no lack. In heaven, there is unlimited resources. In heaven, there is unlimited power. There's unlimited health. There's unlimited anointing. And the more we submit and surrender to the king, the more the king will bestow his blessings upon us in the physical, in the spiritual, in every way, in every realm. And it is not for us. It is for God. You see, the moment, be very careful, the moment God gives you a gift, many people want the gift of healing or preaching or to maybe be on the radio, but I don't think people understand the price Father Tom pays every day to be on here to speak to you, the price I pay, because it will cost you everything. You have to become nothing so that God can give you everything, so that it is no longer you who live, but Christ Jesus who lives and sings and operates through you, because to die is to gain, but to live is Christ. If the Lord wanted to take me home tomorrow, I would go gladly. But while I'm on this earth, I'm going to live sold out for Jesus Christ. Because the moment I gave my life to Christ, Anthony died, and Jesus Christ was resurrected in me. But it is a daily process where the Lord is saying, death to Anthony, death to my desires, death to my will, death to what I want, death to my pride, death to what people think about me, death to unbelief. And he is emptying me. And God wants to empty you. And it's a painful process to be empty. But when we get on the cross and allow Jesus Christ to crucify us, it is only then that we can live in the power of the resurrection.
And in my emptiness, I call upon the name of the Lord. I call upon the power of the Holy Spirit to come and fill my emptiness with himself, so that I can proclaim in word, in sacrament, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why I was born. That's why Anthony was born. We were born to proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ. That is our vocation. Oh, I am a priest by God's grace. And as a priest, I proclaim the power of Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit. So many people do not know the power of the Holy Spirit. They do not know the experience of Pentecost in their lives. They don't. And yet it's available. They don't know. They think that Pentecost happened 2,000 years ago. Oh, no. Pentecost happened in my life in 1968. And it continues to operate in my life by the grace of God. God gave us the Holy Spirit. God became obedient unto death, even death upon the cross. Because of this, God highly exalted Jesus, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bend in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and proclaim to the glory of the Father that Jesus Christ is Lord. Is he your Lord today? Is he your Lord today? You know the answer. And if he is, hallelujah. And if he's not, repent. Here I am, Lord. I surrender. I repent. Come dwell within my heart. Be Lord of my life, Lord Jesus. I surrender. I repent. Be everything to me, Lord Jesus. Work through me. Work in me. Work for me. Oh, God, I surrender. That word surrender is not a word that we hear very often anymore. I'll keep on saying it because it's a word that the church and I need to hear. Surrender unto the Lord, and He will do everything for you. Oh, yes, surrender unto the Lord, and He will do everything for you. Are you surrendered today? Get a white handkerchief and raise it above your head and tell the Lord, I surrender. I surrender to you, Lord Jesus. I give you my life, Lord Jesus. Come into my heart and dwell there by faith, Lord Jesus. Forgive all my sins. Have the opportunity to go to confession and get rid of these rotten sins. Oh, Lord Jesus, I surrender. And you are the one I surrender to. You who died on the cross and rose from the dead. Out of love for me and out of love for you. I'm going to tell you this. If you were the only one, our Lord Jesus would have gone to the cross for you. You would be the only one He would have died for, and He would have been raised for. Believe it, because it's true. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. In Season and Out of Season.